This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The Golden Globes are this Sunday, and there may be even more focus than usual on how movie stars and other celebrities are dressed. Many are expected to wear black to the awards show in solidarity with victims of sexual harassment and abuse, and to promote a new campaign for gender equity in Hollywood and beyond called Time's Up. The initiative launched this week with more than 300 prominent female actors, writers, and entertainment executives, and it includes a legal defense fund for victims of sexual misconduct. Booth Moore is style and fashion news director at The Hollywood Reporter. Hi there.
Hi.
So how much black should we be expecting to see this weekend?
I think it's going to be a near blackout. Most every
wow.
actress in Hollywood, I think, is going to be participating in this statement.
And you've written that it kind of changed the market for fashion this time around. Talk about the deal making that typically goes on before an award ceremony.
Well, the red carpet is really a multi-million dollar business, and lots of celebrities get paid to wear gowns, or they get paid as part of deals that they have with brands to appear in their advertisements, etc. And there's also deal making around jewelry brands, and we're talking fees that can run into the six figures that actresses can get to wear diamond sparklers from the likes of Tiffany, De Beers, and Louis Vuitton.
They don't just get to wear this stuff. They actually get paid to do it.
They do occasionally get paid to do it. Yeah, it's definitely not every single person, but it is, can be quite lucrative as a revenue stream for actors and their management teams. But what we're seeing this season to start to happen is that we're seeing a couple of brands already who are offering to donate to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Sachin and Bobby is one out of New York, and Prabal Gurung is another. And then some actresses like Shailene Woodley, who are only wanting to work with partners who are agreeing to donate to the fund.
How much money are we talking about here? Do you have any sense of what this could be worth to the Time's Up campaign?
Well, if the big jewelry brands get on board, those deals are the most lucrative and are in the, can be $500,000, $750,000. But the designers who are donating are smaller businesses. Prabal Gurung and Sachin and Bobby are both independent. So I would think that those would be in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Of course, the Golden Globes are just the beginning of the awards season. Do you expect the trend to continue to the Oscars and other shows?
I don't think we're going to see a blackout continue to the other award shows. In fact, I've heard that some people are actually going to be wearing the dresses that they, the colorful dresses that they may have worn to the Golden Globes to later award shows. But I do think we're going to continue to see this trend of using the red carpet as a platform for good, because it really follows in the greater consumer trend of conscientious spending. In the last year, we've seen people sort of protest with their dollars. And I think that this is an indication that Hollywood wants to make sure that their money is going to the best place as well.
Booth Moore, she wrote about the Golden Globes fashion blackout for The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.